There's the concept of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the sanctity of the land of Israel, and Kedushas HaMikdash, and the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash, the Makam HaMikdash. And as we see from history, these two can work independently. In other words, you could have Kedushas HaMikdash without Kedushas HaAretz happening, and you could have Kedushas HaAretz without Kedushas HaMikdash. Where do we see this from? So we see it from the Ramban, called the Book of Shmos, Sefer Golas V'Geula. What do you mean, Golas V'Geula? We weren't even in Eretz Yisrael. So we see the Kedushas HaMishkan, i.e. Kedushas HaMikdash, we had even in Chutz La'aretz, even before we entered Eretz Yisrael. There was no Kedushas HaAretz because we haven't entered the land of Israel, yet we find the concept of Kedushas HaMikdash, Kedushas HaMishkan. And conversely, we find the 480 years of the Shoftim before the Beis HaMikdash was built. So there was a concept of Kedushas HaAretz, but obviously there was no Kedushas HaMikdash because there was no Beis HaMikdash. So we see they don't have to be connected, that we see, because we see from the time of the Mishkan, you had the Kedushas HaMishkan, you certainly didn't even have Kedushas HaAretz. You could have Kedushas HaMishka, Kedushas HaMishka, HaMikdash, without having Kedushas HaAretz, even so far as to say when Jews weren't even in the land of Israel. And on the other hand, we clearly have Kedushas HaAretz when Yeshua conquered Eretz Yisrael. We don't have Kedushas HaMikdash. So they seem to be two independent Kedushas. Can you ever have the two of them working together or not? Do we ever find Kedushas Eretz Yisrael being dependent on Kedushas HaMikdash? And if it would, then when will we have it? So there's a famous Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav Halacha Tezayin, that he writes that when was the original Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? We know when Yehoshua ben Nun came into the land of Israel, he endowed the land with Kedushas HaAretz. And how long did that Kedusha last? So that's a discussion, but the Rambam Paskins, when Bavel took over and conquered Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Churban. So the Rambam writes that the original Kedusha was based on Kibush, that Yehoshua's conquest of the land of Israel, and when the Babylonians took over Eretz Yisrael, their subsequent conquest undid the Kedushas HaAretz. So the Rambam writes clearly in Hilchos Beis HaBechira that Yehoshua's Kedusha was only a Kedusha L'Shaisa because it was based on conquest. And once we undone the conquest, the Babylonians, that was the end of the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. What about the Kedusha Shnia? So the Rambam writes regarding the Kedusha Shnia that when Ezra came in, when the people returned from Golas Bavel, that was a Kedusha Shnia, was La'asid Lavo, forever. Why do we discriminate against Kedushas Yehoshua ben Nun? But by Kedushas Ezra, we say it was permanent. So the Rambam tells us, because Kedusha Rishon, it wasn't based on Kibush, so therefore it couldn't be undone. In fact, as we'll see, the Rambam writes it was based on a chazaka. Obviously, it couldn't have been because there was no Kibush at the time. We didn't have an independent Jewish government until the days of the Hashmonaim, in the middle of the Bayesheni period, around 200 years later. So Kedushas HaAretz wasn't dependent on Kibush like it was during the time of Yoshua, but as the Rambam calls a Chazakah, a settlement. So the Rambam writes, the Kedusha Rishona, which was based on Yeshua ben Nun, it was based on conquest, so in the Babylonian conquest that undid the Kedushas HaAretz, and therefore we needed Ezra to institute it a second time. Yet the Rambam writes, however, once Ezra instituted it, but the Rambam writes, the Kedusha Shia was forever. Why was it forever? Because one was Chazaka, one was Kibush. So what's the pshat? So what? It was Kibush. We were residing there. We were no longer residing there. So why would the Kedusha Shnia remain by the Kedusha Rishona? What's the pshat in the Rambam? Right? The same way Kibush is Bato, why can't I say Chazaka is Bato? So that's a famous question they ask on the Rambam. And the Rav of Soloveitchik has a famous answer to this question. Because he wants to point out that the Kedusha Shnia of Eretz Yisrael during the time of Ezra was fundamentally different than the Kedusha Zaharetz of Yoshua ben Nun. Why? Because he explains this, the history behind it. Because when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, we have a tradition, he not only endowed the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, the physical building, but also its geographical location. That the Makom HaMikdash, it's always known as. So the Rambam Shita is, and it's also a debate with the Ravid perhaps, but the Rambam's opinion is that the Kedushas HaMakom is the Olam Vahed. And even though the building of the Beit HaMikdash and its kelim can be destroyed as it was, but uvova brutza mechilua, the pasuk in Yecheskel Zayin Chaf Beis, and that's what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis discusses, that the stones of the Mizbeach, which the Greeks defiled, yet the Kedushas HaMakom remains forever. Why? The famous line of the Rambam, Wafisha Kedushas HaMikdash Yerushalayim V'mnei HaShchina. The Rambam Paskin's Kedushas Yerushalayim is also Lolam Vaed. V'mnei HaShchina V'shchina Eina B'teila. You can get rid of the building, but you can't get Hashem out of the building. So the Rambam tells us Kedushas HaMikdash is permanent because of the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is unaffected whether the enemies come in and destroy it or not. And therefore we see the Rambam Shita is that Yerushalayim's Kedushah is as Kedushas HaMikdash, like Rav Soloveitchik felt strongly. And therefore it's still considered B'chorban, so you won't rip Kriya, but that's why there's no, and that's, and you know, you still have Kedushas Yerushalayim. That's a separate issue with Kriya. So, to the Rambam contrasts Shlomo's Kiddush of the Makom HaMikdash with Ezra's Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. So what does he mean, the Rambam? In other words, what's Psha? Why would the Kedusha of Ezra be more connected to Kedushas HaMikdash as opposed to Kedusha of Yoshua, of Kedusha of Kedusha Rishona? So Rav Soloveitchik explained a major difference between the Kedusha Shnia and the Kedusha Rishona. How did it work, just practically speaking? So the Beis HaMikdash was built, the Shlomo HaMelech was built many years later, when Yeshua came, which would seem logical, Yeshua entered the land, they built up the Kedushas HaAretz, and then they built the Beis HaMikdash. So when Yeshua endowed Eretz Yisrael with Kedusha, and Shlomo endowed the Beis HaMikdash with Kedusha, we understand the two different entities. Obviously, Kedushas HaAretz is totally different than Kedushas HaMikdash. Therefore, hence, when the Kibush is undone, so the Kedusha goes. However, it was just the opposite during the time of Ezra. Ezra first came down and he built the Beis HaMikdash. And then after he built the Beis HaMikdash, the people settled around the Beis HaMikdash. The Yishuv of Yerushalayim was then extended to in the time of Yoshua, it was Eretz Yisrael, and then the Beis HaMikdash. In Kedusha Shnia, it was first the Beis HaMikdash, and then the Yishuv. So really, that's what the Rambam means, it was Chazakah. When the Rambam says it was form of Chazakah, it means it was based on the Kedusha HaMikdash, because that's where it came about. First Ezra, and then, so therefore the fact that the Romans occupied it later didn't take away from the Kedusha, because Ashkina ain't a Betela. And that's the pshat. So therefore, even though normally you have them, we have Kedushas HaAretz, and we have Kedushas HaMikdash, and we said when we had the Midbar, they traveled in the Midbar, they didn't even have Eretz Israel, and we had Kedushas HaMikdash. And we see when Yeshua entered Eretz Israel, it was many years later, 480 years later, that the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt. So you could have Kedushas HaAretz without Kedushas HaMikdash. So the Rambam writes, Kedushas Yoshua, Kedushas Mikdash remains because of the Shechina in the Beteila. Yet when he makes a distinction between Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shnia, Kedusha Rishona of Yoshua became Batol once the conquest was undone. When the Babylonians took over, when the Romans took possession, it wasn't undone. So what's the pshat? Because the first kibush, so what does it mean? One was kibush, and one was chazaka. So the rav explained, because kibush, clearly the first kibush was nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash was built later. So therefore, once the conquest ended, so the kedusha went down, but we see Ezra came and built the Beis HaMikdash first, and only after that did people come down. So the Kiddush Shnia of Ezra of Eretz Yisrael was connected to the Kedushas HaMikdash. So since the Kedusha Shnia came after the Beis HaMikdash, it hooked on to the status of Kedushas HaMikdash, and therefore that's what the Rambam means. It's based on Chazaka, it's based on the Shechina, on the Kedushas HaMikdash, and therefore Hashchina ain't a betela, and that's the pshat why Kedusha Shni of Ezra is comparable to Kedusha Samikdash.